Today's learning from the initial time, Liz from Shah, you might share Daniel Rivka Bizma, she has real abuse, Swiss from Shlema Chaim, my Shema Malcolm, my Bracha, my Sir Malcolm, my Tutsu, my Pegodina, and a Swiss for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're holding Simon Reish Samaches, as we mentioned yesterday. We started over here with the Tfilas of the day, of Friday, Erev Shabbos, and of Kabbalah Shabbos. We had one more Mishneh Berurah to do in Sif Katan Beis. Sif Katan Vav is the Mishneh Berurah. The Mechaber said that if I make early Shabbos and I daven Marav early, I am able to go ahead and eat the Suda right away. Okay. Now, Miyad. Now, and we spoke about that yesterday, that even if you make your Suda early, you should, preferably, according to some Shitas, you should at least eat a Kezias once it is nighttime. Right? However, over here we said that you could make the Suda right away. Now, says the Mishabru, what happens if when you finished Ma'ariv of Friday night, there's only a half hour till nighttime? Yesh lezahir. And then he says, if that's the case, you shouldn't start eating. Now, because really he's bringing up a different issue over here. We said, mentioned this yesterday as well, that even if you say that you daven Ma'ariv early, Kriya Shema, which is a Daraisa, you should not rely on that, and Kriya Shema, you should relay after Tzeis HaKetavim. Now, if I go ahead and I start my Suda within a half hour of nighttime, so it's not so appropriate because I already, it's within a half hour of the Zman of having to say Kriya Shema, and therefore, Mishneh Berurah says, I should not do that. According to many of the Shittas, I was not Yotze the Chiyuv of Kriya Shema at night. And since I have this Chiyuv, I should really not start the Suda a half hour before the meal. Now, he says, if you know it, you can make it, and you do start your Suda, even if it's within a half hour, you can be mekel. And the reason he's saying that, if you go back to remember when we learned Hilchos Kriya Shema, there were many shittas that held that you are allowed to start a Suda within a half hour before Tzeis. It was only once Tzeis came that you weren't allowed to start a Suda if you didn't say Kriya Shema. And even with that, you have other etzes. You can have a reminder. We spoke about whether an alarm is a reminder. Obviously, Shabbos, you're not going to have an alarm. But simple etzah, you come home from Shabbos, you make early Shabbos, but it's only a half hour before. Say, simple etzah, make a your wife or somebody else in your house be your reminder to relay Kriya Shema, and you shalane, and you can start your Suda. The Eshaloyom, if you had who to rely on, and start your Suda. That's with regards to eating. Certainly, with regards to if you do make early Shabbos, or your Ma'ariv is before Kabbalah Shabbos, then I'm sorry, if your Ma'ariv is before Tzeis HaKechavim, you do have to lay Kriya Shema v'yizayah l'kursa v'layla l'tzeis HaKechavim Kriya Shema. You certainly have to be laying Kriya Shema over once it becomes nighttime. Okay? Let's go with Sif Gimel over here. Says the Mechaber, the Birchas Hashkivenu, so the last bracha of Ma'ariv, ain nechosim by Shema Am Yisrael Latz, on a regular Sunday through Thursday when we daven Ma'ariv, we finish off Hashkivenu with Shema Am Yisrael Lad. However, when it comes to Shabbos, Elakevin Shegia, Ubitzel Oima, you say Ufreis Aleinu Sukkah, as we all know from our Siddur, spreads upon us the Sukkah of Peace, Aleinu Vayushalayim Yirecha, Yushalayim Berachat Hashem, Hapoyer Sukkah Shalom Aleinu, Al Kolam Yisrael Vayushalayim. So on Friday night, we have a different Nusach for that Bracha. All the other Brachas are basically the same. On Friday night, we have a different Nusach for that bracha of Hashkivenu. Let's see, Mishabura, why? Ain't a chayson. Why don't we start, we finish off with Shema Am Yisrael Ad? The B'Shabbos ain't Shmira. We don't need a Shmira. Shabbos itself, Ki HaShabbos Ba'atzma Hu HaShem Ma'isani. Shabbos itself is what protects us, and since Shabbos itself is a protection of us, we therefore do not have to say Shema Am Yisrael Ad. On Yontif, although Yontif doesn't have that same power of Shabbos, in order not to be Mevaza, the Yontif, that Yontif doesn't have the same Nusach HaTfilah that Shabbos has, they left the Nusach of Shabbos on Yontif as well. Oimu Price writes Lima, the Gam Kikel Shemreinu Lo Yoima, the again of Achrayin our minig, we do say Kikel Shemreinu Ata, the meaning that the Mechaber brought then is not, again, there's different Minhagim, we follow what's in our Siddur. HaPayrus Sukkas, now, this is very practical, very much can happen. You're davening Friday night, you're saying Hashkivenu, and you're not looking inside the Siddur, and you finish the way you used to of every day. and you finish Shema Amisrael Lad. In Niska Toich Kadeidimba, if you remembered, you finished the bracha, and you immediately remembered that you said Shema Amisrael Lad, Na Tapayre Suka Shalom Aleinu, Yaimimiyad, so I said Shema Amisrael Lad, immediately I say Tapayre Suka Shalom Aleinu Bakal Misrael. I finish. I don't say the Baruchat Hashem again. I just start from the word after Baruchat Hashem, Tapayre Suka Shalom. The Im Shoya Kadeidimba, what happens if I waited Kadeidimba, which is what? How long? Who Kadeshi Yaimishalom Alecha Rebbe Meiri. We'll just the amount of time that it takes to say Shalom Aleichem Rabbi Meir, these four words, we'll get back to that. Is it four words or three words? We'll get back to that in a moment. What, so I finished Shema Yisrael Ad, and I didn't remember for 15 seconds, 20 seconds, I didn't remember that I said the wrong thing. Ain't Sarach, so then you don't say it anymore. It doesn't help you anymore. And certainly don't make the bracha again. Now, you don't make the bracha again because, end of the day, you were Yotz of the Bracha. We just don't say Shema Yisrael Ad on Shabbos, that's the Nusach. But if you did say it, it's not the end of the world, and therefore you certainly don't say the Bracha. Now, before we go any further into the next part of the Mishnah Berurah, just an interesting thought over here. He said, Mishnah Berurah said over here that what is Teich Kedei Dibra? Shalom Alecha Rabbi Meir, four words, right? And if you remember within the four words, then you should say Hapayr Sukkah Shalom Aleinu Akam Yisrael V'al Yerushalayim. Now, much, much earlier on, we've had this concept of Teich Kedei Dibra a number of times. We had a question, is it three words or four words? And generally, Mishnah Berurah paskin that it's Shalom Aleichem Rebbe, that it's three words. So why over here is it four words? When you think about it very practically, it's very, very simple. In the other cases, we were possibly talking about correcting a bracha, possibly with Hashem's name. Over here, or a question of can I correct it or do I have to redub? So if you hold that Shalom Aleichem Rebbe, it's three words. If you waited four words, it's you're out of luck, and you got to do whatever you got to do. And depending on which situation you're in, over here you're not saying the bracha over regardless. The only question, and I'm not saying Hashem's name again over here. I'm not repeating Hashem's name. The only question is to add a parasukas, so Shalom Anat. So if it's three words, so I added a parasukas Shalom. I didn't do anything, but I also didn't do anything bad. If it happens to be that the shita that holds that it's four words is correct, so then I was actually yaitza to say the right nusach and I fixed it. So I was like, why not go with the shita that it's four words? You have nothing to lose. You have only what to gain. Okay, let's finish up the Mishnah Berurah over here. Haminig loy machasim habracha. After we finish the bracha, we say v'shamer b'nei Yisrael on Shabbos. U'mayadam we say v'adab b'meitzus me'ad Hashem. Rosh Hashanah we say tiku u'beyom kippurim we say k'beyom zeh yichaper aleichem. So these are the pieces that we add in after the bracha v'ashkevenu. We add in v'shamer. We add in. Either on Yom Tov, Vidav Hashem, Vidav Moshes Me'ad Hashem, or Shana, we say Tikkun B'Chayde Shefer, Yom Kippur, we said, Kibiyayim Ezei Chaper Aleichem. Now, by the interesting, the Gra paskins that we should not say any of these, and the reason for the Gra paskins should not say any of this is because the Gra, we know that you have to be Seimach Ge'ula L'Tfila, and if, and, right, so the Bracha finishes, is the Bracha about Gula, about Hashem protecting us, and then we go into Shemoneh Esrei. However, if we go ahead and we say Shlula Arichto, it's all part of the Meir. However, over here we're adding things in. So that's why the Gra holds, you don't add it. Others say that what's the reason then for the Shita as a whole that we do say it and we don't look at it as a hefsek in between is because we v'shamru Shabbos. We know that if we keep two Shabbosim, it's the Mashiach is going to come. So v'shamru b'nei Yisrael has to do with geula, and therefore my adam are all zeichi tzis mitzrayim. Therefore, it's not a hefsek. It's considered geula. Rosh Hashanah tiku b'chay d'sheifa also refers to the sheifa of Mashiach, and kibayayim azei chaper aleichem doing tshuva is also going to bring Mashiach. So all these things have to do with geula, and therefore it's not considered a hefsek between geula and tefillah. Let's see the Mechaber Simen Reish Samaches, and here we're now going to move further into the Ma'ariv. Omer Vayichulu B'Tfilas Arvus. When it comes to Ma'ariv, we say the Vayichulu. So in Shemoneh Esrei, we say Vayichulu on Ma'ariv, not by the other Tfilas. Let's see the Mishnah. We're on this Omer Vayichulu. Omer Rav Nuna. Rav Nuna says, Kol HaMispal V'Omer Vayichulu. If you go ahead and you say Vayichulu, The Rav Nuna says that it's like you're becoming a partner with Hashem in Ma'aseh Bereishis. Al tikri vayichulu. Don't say the word vayichulu. It says ela vayichalu together. Perish HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'hu Hashem and you were completed the work of the creation of the world. Now the obvious question is why? Because I say vayichulu, I now became a partner with the Rabbi Shalom. So there's many different shatim in this, but just a basic shat that I guess we can relate to and understand is the entire week we work, right? When our feet represent the gashmias. We run, we work, we have to go to work and everything else. Ruchnias is represented by the head, our mouth, our brain, using our mind. The Rabbi Shalom created the world with Kedusha, with talk. The Dvar Hashem Nasa. Hashem created the world just by talking. When we go ahead and we say by Yichulu Hashemayim V'aretz, we're recognizing that the world is created not through effort, but the world is created through our brains, through Kedusha. That is what is creating the world. So when we go ahead and we say by Yichulu Hashemayim V'aretz, Hashem, you completed the world. Not the way we worked the last 6 days when we got the Shabbos, but you completed the world just through Kedusha, just through Dibur, and we are recognizing that. So then we are becoming a chelik of the creation of the world, which is what we are doing here in this world, is when we use our minds for Kedusha, we use our minds for Torah, we use our minds for Tefillah and for helping people and things like that, versus using our body. So that's what the Rav Nun is saying, that when we say Veichul on Shabbos, we become a shutev with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Let's go continue in the Mishabur, Mikol Makom, Bidiavad, Im Lo Yomar Amara, if you left it out, so you don't have to go back. We say it anyway again by Kiddush, we say it again after Ma'ariv also. Therefore, you do not have to go ahead and say it again. When in the Friday night we say Atikidashta, right? We say Tachlis Shemayim V'aretz. Okay, so Atikidashta Tzarich Lahafsik. Okay, you have to stop between the. I just want to. I don't. I might lose me on the screen here, but I want to. I have it here on my phone. The Nusach. I want to make sure that I give it to you correctly. One second. One second, I took a screenshot here. Let's see it. Let me open it up so I can read it properly. Okay. To Ta'at Kadash Shemeshvi, you have we're Makadash the Yom Hashvi for your name. Tachlis Maser Shemayim V'aretz. That was the purpose of creating the Shemayim and the Aretz. Now we would say At the Kadash Yom Hashvi Lashmecha Tachlis, then you would sound like the tachlis of was to be mekadosh of the yom hash the reason we were mekadosh was the yom hashvi was for the shemayim v'aretz, the other way around. The shemayim v'aretz was for the for the for the world. So again, atikdash yom hashvi l'shmecha, proper taich, atikdash yom hashvi l'shmecha. Pause. We're mekadosh the seventh day for your name. Tachlis Maaseh Shemayim Va'aretz. That is the whole purpose that the world was created. So we don't put that pause between the Shlamecha and the Tachlis. We are potentially taiching it. It could be taiched incorrectly. The Tachlis shouldn't go on the sentence before. It's a period after the Shlamecha and the Tachlis. I'm going to pause over here, even though we're in the middle of the Mishabura, because on the next thing he's going to talk about the Vichul and the Bai Ba Bum, which there's some other things that we have to talk out, and I have to catch a flight. So we will stop over
Safe
here, and
travels.
we will continue tomorrow. Thank you. Thank you.